Last night, Sean reported on newly surfaced audio of former President Bill Clinton saying on September 10th, 2001, that he once had a window of opportunity to kill Osama bin Laden, but decided against it.
And I'm just saying, you know, if I were Osama bin Laden, he's a very smart guy. I spent a lot of time thinking about him. And I nearly got him once. And I could have killed him. But I would have had to destroy a little town called Kandahar in Afghanistan and kill 300 innocent women and children. And then I would have been no better than him. And so I didn't do it.
Joining me now to react to this shocking audio is the former head of the CIA's Osama bin Laden unit, Michael Scheuer. Michael, you are now on the record after hearing those comments from Bill Clinton just hours before the 9/11 attack, calling him, quote, a monumental liar. It's not the first time that description has been applied to President Clinton. Tell us how he's lying about this.
Well, and he not only could have killed bin Laden, but he had a year in which he could have killed him at his leisure, Monica. He had at least 10 opportunities, four of which I would say would have been almost completely clean of any collateral damage of civilian killings. And he chose on each occasion not to do it. I have no reason why, except he seems to be more concerned with what the world thinks of him than what American people think of him, because he refused to defend them.
Michael, really, when you said that he had multiple opportunities, at least 10 times when he had Osama bin Laden in his sights, his defense is, look, the intelligence just wasn't solid enough. We couldn't really act with any great degree of certainty here. Do you believe that?
I don't think so, ma'am. We constantly told the director of Central Intelligence, Mr. Tenet, that the intelligence was not going to get much better because this is a target that's not a nation state. And in addition to that, it's just a question for me that comes to my mind anyway. What is the president's job if it's not to protect America? At the time Mr. Clinton's talking about, his lieutenants were going around to the Congress and the media saying we were afraid that Osama bin Laden was about to acquire a nuclear weapon or a weapon of mass destruction. How perfect does the intelligence have to be to try to defend Americans from that kind of threat?
Michael, Osama bin Laden had declared war on the United States in 1996, right in the middle of Clinton's presidency. Do you think that Bill Clinton did not take that declaration seriously?
I think much of the intelligence community didn't take it seriously, and frankly, one guy declaring war on the United States is an unusual situation. But after he bombed two embassies in Africa, clearly the war was on. And everything that has flowed after Clinton's refusal to kill Osama bin Laden when he had the chance has been disastrous for the United States. And now we have an enemy that's much bigger than it was in 2001. I'm sorry, but I think the matter of civilian casualties among enemy in an enemy country is irrelevant when it comes to the president's job of protecting the United States. And he uses that as a crutch all the time, as does Mr. Obama.
Do you think he's a coward?
I think he's a moral coward, yes. I think his behavior is evidence of a moral cowardice, or just a simple pleasure in being the toast of the town, the toast of the world. Now we've seen both Clintons, Mrs. Clinton in Benghazi, Mr. Clinton with Osama bin Laden, both of them preferring to make sure their policies look good and they look good to the world rather than protecting Americans. I think the one message Americans should get is that Clintons really don't care about protecting Americans.
Well, I appreciate your time and your service to the country, Michael. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Joining me now with more reaction is someone who was a very close advisor to former President Bill Clinton for many years, Fox News contributor and my friend Doug Schoen. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Monica.
So you heard Michael Scheuer there, and you heard my question about whether or not President Clinton took Osama bin Laden's declaration of war on the United States in 96 seriously. You were privy to those conversations in the White House. Did he?
Yes, of course he did. He was concerned, maybe wrongly, about collateral damage. He was was concerned about the intelligence, and he was also concerned about relations between India and Pakistan and the wrong perception being drawn from a missile attack. So those were his concerns. I remember discussing them with him and with then National Security Advisor Sandy Berger. He may have been wrong, and with the passage of time, you might draw a different conclusion, but I think Michael Scheuer vastly overstates the case.
Now, it was the Commander-in-Chief's call on this, obviously, but was there anybody else around Bill Clinton who was arguing the opposite position, that he should just try to take him out?
I didn't hear those conversations. I would say, having spoken to, as I said, Sandy Berger, he was very concerned about the reaction of seemingly adversarial Arab states to collateral damage, concerned about the quality of the intelligence, and concerned about whether we would just miss. I don't think there was ever a sense that there were four times that we absolutely could have gotten him clean.
What do you think this does to Bill Clinton's legacy?
I don't think it does much, Monica. I think that everybody knows that Bill Clinton is and was a patriot, and to say that he's a moral coward, I think is vastly, vastly overstating.
Would you agree, though, that it does have the tone of political expediency, that he put a political calculation over national security in making these repeated calls not to attack bin Laden?
I would put it a different way. I would say there was a balancing test he used. Certainty of success versus the risk to our position globally from failure. He made a judgment whether it was right or wrong. History will tell.
Just very quickly, what does this do, if anything, to Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential
I don't
prospects?
Think it does anything to Hillary Clinton.
Doesn't call into judgment the sort of the Clintonian judgment?
I think her questions will have to do with her services Secretary of State and Benghazi. There are probably still questions to answer.
All right, Doug, great to see you.
Thanks, Monica.
So much for being here. Coming up, two family members who lost loved ones on 9/11 react to Bill Clinton's startling confession that he could have killed Osama bin Laden. How many lives could have been saved if Clinton had recognized the threat al-Qaeda posed to America? That's next. We've now heard President Bill Clinton, in his own words, say that he had the chance to kill Osama bin Laden prior to the September 11th attacks, but he chose not to. So now we're left wondering, if Clinton had recognized the al-Qaeda threat posed to America and had taken out bin Laden, how many lives could have been saved? Joining me now with reaction is Deborah Burlingame. Her brother Charles was the pilot of Flight 77, which was crashed into the Pentagon on 9/11. Also joining us is retired FDNY Deputy Chief Jim Riches. His son was also killed on September 11th. Welcome to both of you. Great to have you here. Both of you just heard Bill Clinton in his own voice hours before your son, Jim, was murdered by al-Qaeda, and Deborah, before your brother was murdered in cold blood by al-Qaeda. I want to get your reaction to Clinton's words. Deborah first.
Well, I happen to agree with Michael Scheuer. I think the moral vanity is fairly dripping from his voice. And remember that those words were spoken just hours before the attacks took place. I heard those words where he's talking about 300 innocent women and children, and I thought of the 3,000, 10 times that amount, innocent women and children, five children on my brother's plane that were killed a few hours later. And let's be really clear, Monica, it wasn't just so-called innocent women and children he claims to be worried about. He pulled the operational plans to take out bin Laden because you had a hunting party consisting of the royal family from the United Arab Emirates. A Saudi prince was there at Tariq Farms, which is the location we're talking about, hunting, and he was a friend of bin Laden. Bin Laden would sometimes join him to do his hunting and falconry. These are some of the same entities that are now donating millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation, where Hillary, Chelsea, and Bill Clinton now devote all of their time and effort.
Jim, you heard Michael Scheuer earlier on the show talk about the fact that there were multiple opportunities for Bill Clinton. He had Osama bin Laden in his sights at least 10 times and failed to pull the trigger. You lost your son on 9/11. To you, is that an unforgivable offense?
Of course it is, and I think he was a disgraceful president. He was horrible, everything he did. I mean, they had, if you looked at 9/11 Commission, they had numerous times they could have got bin Laden. He didn't do it. I was down there picking up the bodies and the body parts. 1,000 people never recovered. at anything. My son's body and all of them crushed to pieces. I mean, the hurt the families had to suffer. And then they hear this today that he said, you know, I could have killed him. 200 people were killed in U.S. embassies in Africa by bin Laden before this. And he didn't pull the trigger. He had no guts. He was a moral coward. And he was a coward for not pulling the trigger and killing them. Like she said, they were surrounded with other terrorists in that town. And it's collateral damage. My father-in-law was a captain in World War II. And he said when they attacked Germany, people were throwing and shooting out of buildings. They shot the building down. There was no questions asked. And that's what should have happened here.
It certainly does seem that according to Michael Shorier, that the evidence, the intelligence was pretty solid each time they had him in his sights and he wouldn't pull the trigger because of collateral damage. Looks like he was more concerned about that collateral damage than the thousands of lives that were at risk and that we lost on 9/11.
Yeah, and if you look on 9/11, you know, they were dancing in the streets in Saudi Arabia. They were dancing in the streets all through the Middle East. You know, that's where they should have dropped the bomb. We should have went after them all there. And that's wrong for what they did, and I think he was wrong. He should have pulled the trigger, and he didn't have the guts. And like they have all these prisoners in Guantanamo now. I hope they don't trade them. And Hillary left those guys behind, and she said, don't leave people behind.
We've already started to see part of those trades with the Bergdahl trade for the five Taliban. Deborah, let me ask you a bigger picture question here. What does this say about our tendency in the West toward wishful thinking, that even though the enemy tells us exactly who they are, exactly what they believe, and exactly what they intend to do, whether it's Bill Clinton or so many others in the 20th century and certainly 21st century, we don't listen. We don't take those threats seriously enough until the threat is right on top of us.
Well, I think, again, it goes to the moral vanity. We're willing to sacrifice our own children and grandchildren to prove what good people we are. And going back to this idea that you had innocent women and children, we're seeing the same kind of argument going on now with Israel targeting Hamas, where innocents are killed. I'd like to remind people that when Bill Clinton in that tape referred to it as a little town called Kandahar, first of all, Kandahar is the second biggest city in Afghanistan. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about his terrorist camp, which was a terrorist training center miles from Kandahar. It was a military compound where thousands of terrorists trained. You couldn't get within sight of that place. It was so secure. And all the women there would have been jihadis as well. Remember, when our guys went after bin Laden at Abbottabad, it was his three wives that attacked the Navy SEALs first. Right. They had to be taken down. So I think it is utterly moral vanity. And Jimmy's right. In World War II, you know, a lot of innocent people died at Normandy. A lot of French civilians died. But as Shah Massoud said, he was the Northern Alliance general who was so disappointed after a two-year rehearsal of taking down bin Laden. Are there no men left in Washington? Are there no men left? He wasn't just fighting, didn't become a legend in Afghanistan just because he was fighting for Afghanistan. He was fighting for the free world, and he knew it. And that's the kind of large, big thinking that we don't have in our leadership today.
Yes, you're absolutely right about that. Deborah, Jim, we have to leave it there, but thank you so much, and I'm so sorry for your losses again on September 11th. Thank you. God bless.